101.9 FM subscribes to the Community Broadcasting Codes of Practice. The Codes of Practice outline standards relating to program content such as news and current affairs, Australian music and sponsorship announcements. They also outline the principles of diversity, independence and volunteerism for community broadcasting. If you have a complaint regarding something you have heard on this station, you should put your complaint in writing and send it to the station. Our postal address, PO Box 155 Werribee 3030. If you would like a copy of the Codes of Practice, please call the station on 9216 8089.
This is 88.9 WinFM, your station, your voice. I'm Charu Chaitanya Das, presenting Hare Krishna Morning Program. It's a couple of minutes past 8 o'clock. As per Western calendar and Vaishnava calendar, today is 11th March 2006, Saturday, Dwadashi Tithi, Gaura Paksha, Atiganda Yoga, Pushyami Nakshatra. Let us begin this morning with Krishna Consciousness, 15th March, Wednesday. We are celebrating Gaur Purnima, Melbourne, Iskcon Temple, situated at 197 Dank Street, Albert Park. The meaning of Gaur Purnima is appearance of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Who should understand what is the cause of the appearance of Sri Gauranga. Kali Yuga Dharma is Hari Sankirtan. To fulfill this purpose, Sri Sachi Nandana appear with all his associates, paraphernalia. His Dharma, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, appear in especially this Kali Yuga is to achieve Sri Krishna Prema and to get Sri Krishna. He is offering and distributing this Krishna Prema freely, indiscriminately. It is very difficult even on the part of Lord Brahma to get such Prema, but Sriman Mahaprabhu gives it freely, indiscriminately, even most sinful person like Jagai and Madhai. Most degraded person also get it. Therefore, he is known as Sri Prema Purushottama Sachiranda Gauranga. Allow me to begin this morning with Mahamantra, requesting you all chant along with the devotees.
Yeah.
Dear friends, this radio program designed for to satisfy Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, His eternal associates, glorify His pure devotees and following instruction from His representatives. Let us begin today's journey to the path of absolute truth. This morning, we'll hear from His Grace, Sanat Kumar Prabhu from Mumbai, Chowpatty. Let us concentrate our mind to hear Pada Sevanam, means process of serving the lotus feet of Krishna or Vishnu. It is one of the part of nine process of Bhakti Yoga. After the lecture, we will hear devotional songs and another explanation from Kavi Chandra Maharaj about Gaur Purnima and how to become his devotee. Definitely, you will enjoy this program, which is an essence of loving service to Lord. I remind you again, Gaur Purnima, we are celebrating on 15th of March, Wednesday. You are all invited to attend this glorious festival. Let us concentrate our mind to hear about Pada Sevanam, process of serving the lotus feet. Today, we will hear half of the lecture and following week, next half.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we'll chant this verse which we have been discussing for every Sunday. So this verse appears in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 5. The chapter is entitled Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Vacha Shavanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam Iti Punsapita Vishnu Bhaktishe Navalakshana Kriyet Bhagavatyadya Tanmanne Dhit Muduttama. So the translation, Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming His servant, considering Lord one's best friend and surrendering everything unto Him. In other words, serving Him with body, mind and words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. Since today we are discussing exclusively about Padasevanam, we'll read the Srila Prabhupada's purport regarding the Padasevanam. Padasevanam, according to one's taste and strength, hearing, chanting in remembrance may be followed by Padasevanam. One obtains the perfection of remembering when one is constantly thinks of lotus feet of the Lord. Being intensely attached to the thinking of the Lord's lotus feet is called Padasevanam. When one is particularly adherent to the process of Padasevanam, this process gradually includes other processes such as seeing the form of Lord, touching the form of Lord, circumambulating to the form of Lord or the temple of the Lord, visiting such places as Jagannath Puri, Dwarka, Mathura to see the Lord's form, and bathing in Ganges or Yamuna, bathing in the Ganges and serving pure Vaishnava is also known as Tadiya Upasanam. This is also Padasevanam. The word Tadiya means in relationship with the Lord. Service to Vaishnavas, Tulsi, Ganga and Yamuna are included in Padasevanam. All these processes of Padasevanam help one advance in spiritual life very quickly. Om Akyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Vena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Srila Prabhupada is describing here, Padasevanam means that one is very intensely attached to the thinking of Lord's lotus feet. It's called Padasevanam. And then he includes many other things in the list of Padasevanam. So if you just think about intensely attached to the thinking of Lord's lotus feet, how this can be attained? As all of us know, that if you want to approach the Supreme Lord, first we have to please His devotees. That's why Srila Prabhupada has given us this morning program in which every day we worship our spiritual master. And the first verse that we sing in His glorification is Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma. So this verse or this particular line is like a master key by which you can understand how one can constantly think about the Lord. The first, he has to surrender or he has to develop intense attachment to one's own spiritual master. And when we have intense attachment to one's own spiritual master, that in turn will result into intense attachment towards the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. Because there is no way we can directly approach the Supreme Lord. So this is the method given. And every day morning we sing this whole prayers for the glorification of this our spiritual master. So what does this mean? That why the lotus feet of spiritual master are so much glorified? There has to be certain qualities. What is that that attracts us to His lotus feet? So disciples of Srila Prabhupada has given very nice analogy in this regard. They gave the example like here, the Guru's lotus feet is compared with, Guru's feet is compared with the lotus. So lotus is a flower which is very attractive, very beautiful. At the same time, it can give us nice honey also. So they say that there is a bumblebee. It goes from flower to flower in order to suck the honey from different flowers. And there is another flower which is in Sanskrit, it's called a Ketki. This flower is very, very fragrant. It has got very sweet, strong smell. But this plant is like that of a rose tree, a rose plant which has got lot of thorns. So this Ketki flower comes on a plant which is very thorny plant. So when a bumblebee goes to get honey from that flower, in the process what happens, because it's got so many thorns, its wings, they get torn in the process. So it's going after a pleasure, but in the process what happens is it gains some pain also. So while getting that honey, she is tormented by this misery of pain, and then she leaves that flower in searching for another place where there will not be any torture, there will not be any pain. Then ultimately it arrives at lotus flower where she can suck honey without any difficulty. So what we say, Acharyas they say, that every living entity is wandering in this universe in so many stages of life. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam in 7th canto, where Yudhishthira Maharaj asked this question to Narad Muni, that I am grihastha and I am attached to so many things. Is there any way by which I can get salvation? So in that process, Narad Muni explains in so many things and ultimately establishes the pure devotional service is the only thing that can give you relief from all your miseries. And then explaining about various processes, Narad Muni tells him that yoga process you have to do like this, and if you adopt the process of performance of yajnas, by performing these kinds of yajnas, you offer these things in the sacrificial power, and then the celestial smoke that comes, that can take you to the higher planetary systems. But what happens if somebody goes in higher planetary systems? He can stay there only for some time, only to the extent of his pious credits. And once his pious credits are over, then you have to come back again. So when the rain comes, so you have to come, the spirit soul comes along with the rain. Then it goes in the form of herbs, creepers or plants. Then some animals may eat or some human being will eat. And then the spirit soul goes in a semen, then that is injected in the female body. And that's how, according to your karma, you will get a particular type of body. So like this, we keep on roaming around in lower planetary system, middle planetary system, upper planetary system. And we get various kinds of bodies in 84 lakh species of life. And then ultimately we come to this human form of life. And human form of life, we are always trying to seek pleasures, but inevitably we are forced to accept pain also. So then what happens? In the process of getting some pleasure, we are forced to have some pains. As in case we see this bumblebee, she is going on Ketki flower and getting some honey, but in the process it gets torn. But ultimately when it attains the lotus flower, all her miseries come to an end. She can purely suck the honey. So similarly, the scripture says that a fortunate spirit soul, that after wandering this, when he attains to the lotus feet of his spiritual master, all his miseries can be stopped. That's why it is said that Brahmanda Bhramite Kon Bhagyavan Jiv Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Vish. That means after this wandering, when ultimately one comes to the lotus feet of his guru, then he can get the honey that is coming out from Guru's lotus feet, and all his miseries can be put to an end. Because this whole world is considered as a samsara dhamanala. That means this is a forest of material enjoyment. And this forest sometimes is, in the forest there is a fire. It is not started by any person. On its own it starts, and all the animals in the forest, they are burnt. So similarly, a conditioned living entity is suffering in this material world. But when he attains the lotus feet of a spiritual master, his miseries come to an end. So they say that the honey that is collected only from the lotus flower has got a special quality. If you go to Ayurvedic Kaviraj, they say that this honey which is specifically collected from the lotuses has such a medicinic value that it can cure your eye disease. So if you have some problem in the eye, then you can't see properly. If there is some impurities in the eyes, you can't see properly. But if you apply this honey to your eyes, the impurities are removed and again you can see clearly. So similarly, the honey that is emanating from the lotus feet of a spiritual master has capacity to cure your disease of a heart. So in the heart, we have got so many impurities, and these impurities can be removed by rendering service unto the lotus feet of spiritual master. Because what this honey that is emanating from lotus feet of spiritual master can do is, it can award you a divya chakshu. It can award you a knowledge by which you can transcend this bhavasagar, this ocean of material nascence, and go back to the spiritual world, which is our eternal home. So that's why anyone who wants to have intense attachment to the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead must first learn how he develops an intense longing for spiritual master's lotus feet. So how do we develop that mood? So we have to understand how glorious one spiritual master is. Because the spiritual master is able to deliver us from this material world. So that's why his position is transcendental. So the scripture describes even the body of a spiritual master is considered as a transcendental. We are talking of a spiritual master who is a bona fide spiritual master who comes in a bona fide disciplic succession. We are not talking about any guru or self-made gurus, because in India it's like a supermarket of various kinds of gurus. You can get guru according to your desire. But the guru that we are discussing today is a bona fide spiritual master who has capacity to deliver his disciples from the ocean of birth and death. So this spiritual master has to be given the highest respect. And as we said, that because he is connected in a proper disciplic succession to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Supreme Personality of Godhead is a transcendental personality, so because of this connection, Guru also gets the same potency. As like the so many companies, you know, they manufacture bulbs. But when this bulb is connected to the powerhouse, only that time it can give a light. So when a Guru is connected properly to the disciplic succession, it has power to give us a knowledge. So this is such a spiritual personality, his body has to be considered as transcendental. His instructions also has to be taken as one's life and soul. But sometimes we find that there may be apparent defects or shortcomings in the spiritual master's appearance or other things. But Rupa Goswami gives a principle in Upadeshamrita, where he says in that verse that a learned person knows the bathing in a Ganges can purify us. But sometimes in the Ganges we find that a lot of impurities. Sometimes cities, they put sewage also in the Ganges water, or some dead bodies are floating in. But intelligent person knows that the water of Ganges is pure and it will always remain pure. And with that faith, he takes bath in the Ganges and gets purified. So similarly, there may be apparent some contradictions or some shortcomings that may come to our mundane vision because of our defective vision. But still, if you keep a faith and serve the spiritual master, in the process you will get purified. And then we see that how one has to serve the spiritual master. It has to be done with proper determination. The verse that comes in Srimad Bhagavad Gita about the determination is Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. So this verse says that intelligence of a person who is resolute in purpose is very fixed and his aim is one. So whereas a person who is not determined, his intelligence is many branched. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives very nice commentary to this verse. And Srila Prabhupada writes that in the year in 1950, when I read this verse, I got lot of spiritual realization from this verse. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that once you get initiated from a proper guru, you should seek only pure devotional service. And should completely give up all other process of speculation, jnana or austerities. And your mind should be totally fixed on serving your spiritual master. And that's how we see that Srila Prabhupada got his life mission in very first meeting with his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He gave him the mission that you are a learned person, you preach this message of Krishna consciousness to the Western world. And Srila Prabhupada took these instructions to his heart, and getting inspiration from this commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, his whole life was fixed in serving this instruction. And then one has to understand that when we are approaching our spiritual master, we should never approach him with the intention of getting any material benefit. When Srila Prabhupada was traveling in America, and when he was in Washington, one old woman came there and she requested Srila Prabhupada that please give me some blessings. I have this back pain and you are a big guru, big Swami coming from India. Please give me some blessings so that my back pain is relieved. So Srila Prabhupada was saying in a lecture that when you are approaching a spiritual master, you must know what to ask from him. We should not be asking for relief from such a small thing. It is said like if you approach a wealthy person, if you ask a small thing, it's an insult to that person. We have seen in this 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Vamandev approached Bali Maharaj and asked for 3 steps of land, the Bali Maharaj started laughing. He said, I rule 3 worlds, upper, middle and lower planetary system, the whole heavenly planet belongs to me, and you are approaching me and ask, you are such a drop person, small person, asking for just 3 steps of land, should ask something big. So in that he replies, Vamandev replies, so if a person is greedy, for such a person you can give all the wealth in the world, all the gold, all the silver, all the jewels, and still his hunger will not be satisfied. So Srila Prabhupada was making this point that if you are approaching a spiritual master, there has to be only for getting oneself out from this cycle of birth and death. When Srila Prabhupada was mentioning, we are starting this Gurukul. So what is the purpose of starting Gurukul? So that the students can get out of cycle of birth and death. That is our purpose. So when we approach a spiritual master has got such a tremendous capacity that he can completely stop all your miseries. He can get you completely out of this 84 lakh stages of life. So if he can avoid this highest transcendental knowledge, then why ask for such a small thing as a cessation of some of our material miseries? And then it is said that if you want to have a proper attachment to the lotus feet of your spiritual master, the service that you do has to be done with love and devotion.
Of course, you are listening Hare Krishna morning program. It's 88.9 Win FM, your station, your voice. As Sanat Kumar Prabhu explained about process of Pada Sevanam, this is the process of Navavidhi, which is a prime goal of human society. But because of we are in Kali Yuga, illusionary energy of Lord cover our intelligence. Therefore, Lord appeared in Kali Yuga, dispelled the illusionary energy. 5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna came in his Kurukshetra Leela. He gave his message in the form of Sri Bhagavad Gita through Sri Arjuna to all humanity. There he gave more confidential instruction. His most confidential instruction is Man Mana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyaji Mama Namaskuru. That is his most confidential instruction. The concluding instruction is Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mama Ekam Saranam Raja. Giving up all varieties of dharma, just surrender unto him. He only said this theoretically. He never taught how to surrender practically. So after winding up his Leela at Dwapar Yuga, he went to his own abode, Sri Golok Vrindavan, and he is thinking, I have given most confidential instruction to Sri Arjuna for all mankind. But after Dwapar Yuga, there is Kali Yuga, the mainly sinful age. Due to an increase of sinful activities, the consciousness of the people is polluted. Consciousness. They cannot understand what I said. They cannot understand this Sri Sharanagati Tattva. And I have only said theoretically, I have not demonstrated it practically, how to surrender. Therefore, I have to go again. So he came again as a Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This is the purpose of why Gauranga Mahaprabhu or Krishna appeared in Kali Yuga. So let us listen a devotional song. After the song, we'll hear from His Holiness Kavichandra Maharaj explaining about Gaur Purnima festival. And if time permits, of course, we listen more devotional song.
Hari Araya Namma Krishna Yadavaya Namma Hari Araya Namma Krishna Yadavaya Namma Yadavaya Madhavaya Krishavaya Namah Yadavaya Madhavaya Krishavaya Namah Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadusudana Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadusudana Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohana Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohana Sichitanna Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra Sichitanna Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra Gadadhara Jiva Sadi Purabhaka Vinda Gadadhara Jiva Sadi Purabhaka Vinda Jai Rupa Sanatam Pataragunata Jai Rupa Sanatam Pataragunata Sijiva Gopala Vata Dasaragunata Sijiva Gopala Vata Dasaragunata Hari Araya Namma Krishna Gadavaya Namaha Hari Araya Namma Krishna Gadavaya Namaha Gadavaya Madhavaya Krishavaya Namaha Gadavaya Madhavaya Sudana, Giridari Gopinatha, Madana Mohana, Giridari Gopinatha, Madana Mohana, Sichitanna Nityananda, Siyadvaita Chandra, Sichitanna Nityananda, Siyadvaita Chandra, Gadadhara Jeeva Sari, Gurubhaka Vinda, Gadadhara Jeeva Sari, Gurubhaka Vinda, Jai Rupa Sanata, Patara Gunata, Jai Rupa Sanata, Patara Gunata, Siva Gopala Vata, Katara Gunata, Siva Gopala Vata, Katara Gunata, Hariya Raya Namma Krishna, Yadavaya Namma, Hariya Raya Namma Krishna, Yadavaya Namma, Yadavaya Madhavaya, Kishavaya Namma, Yadavaya Madhavaya, Kishavaya Namma, Al Govinda Ram, Simadu Surana, Gopal Govinda Ram, Simadu Surana, Giridhari Gopinatha, Madana Mohana, Giridhari Gopinatha, Madana Mohana, Sichitanna Nityananda, Siyadvaita Chandra, Sichitanna Nityananda, Siyadvaita Chandra, Gadadhara Jeeva Sari, Gaurabhasa Vrinda, Gadadhara Jeeva Sari, Gaurabhasa Vrinda, Jai Rupa Sanata, Patara Gunata, Jai Rupa Sanata, Patara Gunata, Sijiva Gopala Vata, Katara Gunata, Sijiva Gopala Vata, Katara Gunata, Hariya Raya Namma Krishna, Gadavaya Namaha, Hariya Raya Namma Krishna, Gadavaya Namaha, Gadavaya Madhavaya, Gadavaya Namaha, Gadavaya Madhavaya, Gadavaya Namaha, Gopal Govinda Ram, Simadu Purana, Gopal Govinda Ram, Simadu Purana, Giridhari Gopinatha, Madana Mohana, Giridhari Gopinatha, Madana Mohana, Chaitanya Nityananda, Siyadvaita Chandra, Chaitanya Nityananda, Siyadvaita Chandra, Gadadhara Jeeva Sari, Gaurabhaka Vrinda, Gadadhara Jeeva Sari, Gaurabhaka Vrinda, Jai Rupa Sanatan, Patara Gunata, Jai Rupa Sanatan, Patara Gunata, Sijiva Gopala Vata, Katara Gunata, Sijiva Gopala Vata, Katara Gunata, Hariya Raya Namma Krishna, Gadavaya Namma, Hariya Raya Namma Krishna, Gadavaya Namma, Gadavaya Madhavaya, Kishavaya Namma, Gadavaya Madhavaya, Kishavaya Namma, Hariya Raya Namma Krishna, Gadavaya Namma, Hariya Raya Namma Krishna, Gadavaya Namma, Gadavaya Madhavaya, Kishavaya Namma, Gadavaya Madhavaya, Kishavaya Namma, Hariya Raya Namma Krishna, Gadavaya 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 Namma, Yadavaya Madhavaya, Kishavaya Namma, Yadavaya Madhavaya, Kishavaya Namma.
For so long had desired that the Supreme Personality of Godhead would appear, but to no avail. The atheists were predominant in the entire region of Navadvip. Everywhere people were simply worshipping demigods for some material gain. Many were doing Chandi Puja with wine and everything. So, in this way, in the name of worshipping the demigods, wine was taken, flesh was taken, and then there were great magicians who were arguing forever whether the air was in the pot or the pot was in the air. And like this. And endless arguments were going on. But very few Vaishnavas were there. And they were gathering regularly in each other's houses, sometimes in Shantipur, in the house of Advaitacharya. Other times in Navadvip, in the house of Srivas. So in the house of Srivas, every night, kirtan was going on. But then, the neighbors were complaining, you can't get any sleep here, they're making noise all night, you know, I think they're having a party every night. It's outrageous, it's too much, you know. I mean, you can't get any decent sleep, and if this doesn't stop, we're going to do something about it. We're not going to tolerate this any longer. If this doesn't stop, we will cut the house of Srivas loose and throw it in the river. Just a footnote, houses in Mayapur are different than houses in Melbourne, right? Because the climate is different, so they're generally made of bamboo with chatai, with mats for the walls, right? As you can see. So you can cut the house loose and pick it up and throw it in the river. So that was the plan, right? If he doesn't stop this Srivas, we'll throw his house in the river. When Advaitacharya heard that, he became very upset. And he said, if now the Lord will not appear soon, I will personally take on my four-armed form and with my Sudarshan Chakra cut the head of these atheists. So Advaitacharya was very eager for the Lord to appear, but to no avail. Then one day, Advaitacharya was studying the scriptures. And in the course of studying the scriptures, he came across one verse. And in that verse, it was explained that if anyone worships me, right, with great devotion, offering simply a leaf and some water, then I do not know how to repay that devotee. There is nothing in my possession that I can give to that devotee. Therefore, the only thing I can give to him is myself. Advaitacharya read it, and he read it again, and he said, this is it, right? And from that day on, he began to worship the Lord with Ganges water and tulsi leaves, offering to the Shalika Shila. So this was not worship, this was a conspiracy, right? It was a plan to force the Lord to appear on this planet. There was no question of worshipping and satisfying the Lord. Oh, it says here in the scripture, if you offer this, he has to offer himself. I will offer these things. I will force him to appear. So it is said, on this Purnima, in the month of Falguna, at that time, when Lord Chaitanya appeared, the entire world was overcome by great jubilance. And Advaita Acharya was spontaneously dancing and jumping up high, not far from there, in a cave on the bank of the river Yamuna. Haridas Thakur had been chanting and chanting and chanting and chanting and chanting again, and still chanted after that also, had been chanting the holy name continuously. Day and night Haridas had been chanting in his cave with also the same desire as Advaitacharya, that the Lord would appear. So how can the Lord refuse the desire of his pure devotee? Purity is that power and potency that can purchase the Supreme Lord. Nothing else. Nothing in this world can interest the Lord. Not the biggest offering. Even if you offer all the money of the world, he doesn't care about money. Not at all. Because nothing material can satisfy the Lord. He already has everything. Sadaisvarya Puna. He has all the six opulences, all strength, all beauty, all wealth, all knowledge, all fame, all renunciation. What does he need anything for? The Lord has no need. No need for anything material. but devotional service. Devotional service can attract the lures. But that devotional service that can fully attract the lure, as is described by Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, is pure devotional service, performed with love. When devotional service is performed with love, then it becomes Sri Krishna Akarsani. Then it can attract Krishna. So, I'm still covered with dust, and I still have ink blots from school, right, on my head. No, I did not take bath. Very clever, his friend said. Very clever. Today you escape the punishment of your father. So in this way we find some descriptions of the early pastimes of Nimai in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, who became a great scholar, such a scholar, and he would challenge everyone. So when the Vaishnava saw Nimai would go up to them and challenge them with Shastric arguments, and he was so expert in debate that no one could argue with him. Therefore, when they would see him, they would cross the street, trying to avoid him. No one knew that he was the Supreme Lord. But it is described that one day, when Nimai was relatively young, his father died. Yes, his father died. So, that marked a different era. That marked a different era in the life of Nimai, who was now growing up. And it is said, after some time, as Nimai grew up a little more, he went to Gaya. Gaya is traditionally a place in the state of Bihar where there is a rock where once Lord Vishnu is supposed to have appeared, and he has stepped on this rock and left a footprint there. And still, people go from all over India to this place to bathe this rock with the footprint of the Lord, with milk, and then perform the Shraddha ceremony there in Gaya. So, to make offerings on behalf of the forefathers. So Nimai also went, or Vishvambhar went, and there he met his spiritual master, Iswarapuri, who gave him initiation. And when Nimai met his spiritual master, he changed. He changed. And when he came back, Nimai had transformed from an expert logician in Sanskrit grammar into a devotee. And when he came back as a devotee, he immediately was very advanced. He immediately showed great symptoms of ecstasy. And Nimai began to serve all the Vaishnavas. And the Vaishnavas encouraged him, and they said, "Oh, how nice. He has become a devotee now, Bhakti Nimai." And they were offering him blessings and benedictions like that. So no one understood who they were dealing with. They said, "Oh, how nice, how nice. He has become a devotee." But it did not take long before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to reveal his divine nature. He came in the house of Advaitacharya, and Advaitacharya then finally understood who Nimai was, that Vishvambhar was actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Advaitacharya caught him and said, "And all this time you have been cheating me, but now you will not escape me any longer." Siddhartha, religion without meaning. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving life to transcendental knowledge. He gives us the real taste, the taste of surrender. When we serve Krishna, we can taste, it gets exciting. There is ecstasy, there is nectar. Nectar to taste, more to get, service to do. And the more service you do, the more nectar there is. Like today is Gaur Purnima. Special day, oh yes, special Shakti is there. If we do something special today, they will also get some special days, some special ecstasy. So today is the day to do more than usual. Either chant more, or dance more, or help in the kitchen, or clean. Do some special service today. The more we get into it, the more we will experience the special mercy that is available. That is the idea. That is the idea. So we've already been going on with some special Guru Puja Kirtan, and now we have special class at 10 past 10, still not finished. So, therefore, considering that now we're going to have a special Harinam at Luna Park, I must give everyone a little break. So I'm coming to the end. Of course, there is no end to discussing the glories of the Supreme Lord. It is that Lord Nityananda appears in the form of Ananta Sesh. And Ananta Sesh is with thousands of mouths glorifying the Supreme Lord endlessly. There's no end to it. So we could go on, but we will now temporarily stop a little bit. But remember that today is the day of the appearance of the most merciful incarnation of the Lord. And the more today we will try and please the Lord, the more the Lord will reveal to us also the nature of pure devotion, which will immerse us in an ocean of transcendental bliss. So, let's take advantage of this day and do something very special. Make a special endeavor. Let us not hold back. And let us dance. Let us chant. Let us do service. Let us read about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And let us chant the holy name more than 16 rounds today. And if you never chant 16 rounds, then you should chant them today. Yeah? Yeah. And if you chant every day 16 rounds, you should chant more than 16 today. You cannot just... There's no such thing as taking it easy today. Today is the day to go for it. So that is... And if we go for it, what are we going for? We're going for the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what that mercy is, you cannot tell what it is. You have to taste it. You have to taste it yourself. Only then will you know what the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. I could give a long class about the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but you would not get it what it is unless you taste it. It's in the chanting. It's in the serving. So let us stop talking and let us get ready for more chanting and more serving and glorifying Lord Chaitanya today on his transcendental appearance. Are there any questions? Any comments? The Vedic culture gives many systems of worship. It teaches us to bow down before the Lord. It teaches us to offer incense. It teaches us to offer flame, water, and it teaches us to circumambulate the places in connection with the Lord. And obviously, as we are circumambulating that place, we are placing that very place within our hearts. The remembrance of that place goes deeper and deeper into our hearts. And the purifying effect of that place is touching us again and again as we are walking around. So in this way, so the essence of the circumambulation is not a ritualistic thing, but it is to increase our remembrance of the Supreme Lord. When it comes to the mercy of the Lord, when one circumambulates, one gets the mercy of the Lord. The mercy of the Lord comes in two ways. It comes in a mystical way, and it comes in a practical way. Just like when we take prasadam. Somehow or other, that prasadam is destroying all the impurities in the heart. We don't know how it's happening, but it's happening. And on the other hand, the prasadam has such a delicious taste that we lose all attraction for mundane food. expert, who is interested in mundane food after he's become a prasadam addict? And so that is something very practical. Right? It's something we can perceive on a practical level. So mercy exists on a subtle, subtle plane, and we cannot understand exactly what happens there. Other than that, we know that we are being purified. But how, we can't see. That is the way the Lord is doing it. Unseen, He is doing it. And the other aspect is a very practical, invisible manifestation of that place. We'll continue. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Purnima Mahamahotsava ki jai. Shri Shri Pancha Tattva ki jai. Itai Gaur Vimalana.
So we are celebrating Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day on 15th of March. I hope many people will attend and get the blessings from him. Looking at the clock, we have got some more time. Let us use our hearing faculty to the serving the Lord. Saturday morning show called Fast, Lean and Invincible. I have few announcements. Just give you more. As told at the morning, let's repeat again. Number one, Gaur Purnima. We are celebrating on 15th of March, Wednesday. You are all invited to attend this glorious festival. Number two, this radio program can be heard at our website address www.iskonisk.net.au. And number three, Hare Krishna devotees will be at Virama Parade, 19th of March, Sunday, 11 o'clock. So, hope you all had enjoyed today's Hare Krishna morning program. I am Charu Chitindras from Hare Krishna Temple. Please accept our humble request and invitation. Every day we are open, but specially inviting you for Saturday and Sunday's Melbourne famous Hare Krishna Free Feast, which is full of absolute transcendental activities. 4:30 Kirtan, 5 o'clock Bhagavad Gita discourses, simultaneously children's activities on our building, 6 o'clock Prasadam, 7 o'clock Sandhya Arati, and every Sunday, after Sandhya Arati, either movies or story time. Find your place in Hare Krishna Temple. Our address is 197 Dank Street, Albert Park. Contact 9699-5122. Don't hesitate to call me for any queries regarding today's program or by any means if we can assist you to progress towards Krishna consciousness. My contact number is 0412-696-559. Wishing you and your families a very good weekend with spiritual progress. May Lord Krishna bless us all and gives us appropriate guidance to find tranquility and bliss in our life. Looking forward to have your association again Saturday morning 8 o'clock. Until then, Hare Krishna.
Broadcasting on a frequency of 88.9 megahertz on the FM dial. We operate using a community broadcast license and our studios are located on the Werribee campus of the Victoria University. Our information and request phone line is 9216 8089.